Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'd like to share with you something that should be in print as a full-page ad when Donald Trump wakes up in the White House Monday morning, the first Monday morning that he will wake up there in Washington, D.C., in the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. There will be a full-page ad in the Washington Times. And I'm going to read to you the headline and then the sections, the subtitles of the sections on the ad. And it's actually not too late. Much of this material will be familiar to our audience because the truth doesn't change. And we have been teaching people how to oppose child killing for 25 years on the air. And so a lot of this you'll be familiar with, but the two sections that our audience would be most familiar with, I'm going to skip those. And perhaps at the end, we'll have time to come back, but they are the life of the mother and rape and incest. I'm going to skip those so you can get the more Donald Trump specific material in this full page ad that we've already submitted to the Washington Times, but it's going through layout and all, and it's a near final draft. We'll find out if we need to make any changes. So as you listen to this, if you hear something that you think definitely needs to be changed, whether it's a mistake or the tone is wrong or whatever, please don't hesitate to email me, bob@kgov.com. This ad comes from Colorado Right to Life, and I'm a spokesperson for Colorado Right to Life. We've been working on this for some time. And so here's the headline of the full-page ad. It says, "If there is no God, President Trump, your abortion policy is fine. But God exists. So already, how much trouble are you in?" And then there are these headings, and I'll read them to you. The first is life of the baby, then life of the mother, then rape and incest. And we'll skip those two initially. Then Republican Party abortion legacy. And then the worst of regulations. And you might be able to imagine what that's about, because Trump knows that regulations are strangling American business. So we're going to share with him the worst of the regulations. And then there are three graphics, and it says these graphics illustrate the absurdity of regulating abortion. They all have to do with ISIS, by the way. And then there's a section, states' rights don't include killing kids. And then they gave you no chance either. And then how does the Bible refer to the fetus? And finally, why is abortion wrong? And at the bottom, again, the logo for Colorado Right to Life. So up top, if there is no God, President Trump, your abortion policy is fine, but God exists. So already, how much trouble are you in? Then the next section, the first section, life of the baby. We implore you to consider that on Judgment Day, God will take personally the intentional killing of every child. What this means for you is that on that day, with your own eyes, President Trump, you will see each child killed under your abortion policy, every one of those boys and girls. What earthly historians write of your legacy will mean nothing compared to your eternal legacy, the one that you yourself are writing and that God will read back to you. And then after each of these sections, there's a parenthesis for finding out more information. And this first one in parentheses says, the Bible you use to take your oath of office teaches this. See, for example, Revelation 20, verse 12. And then for now, we'll skip the life of the mother and rape and incest and go down to Republican Party abortion legacy. Seeing ultrasounds of your children and grandchildren in the womb hasn't yet convinced you, President Trump, that every child should be protected by love and by law. So we are at a loss for how to help you. But for the sake of what is now our first family, we are trying. How might you extend the Republican abortion legacy? So far, and then there are three bullets. So far, George W. Bush gave Planned Parenthood $1 billion more than did Bill Clinton for a total of $2.2 billion. George H.W. Bush instituted Title X funding, which has given many billions to abortionists. Roe v. Wade itself, and this is the third bullet, was written by a Republican justice and passed by five Republicans on the so-called Supreme Court. And the so-called, right? Because we've already mentioned that there's a judgment day coming and God is the judge. So the Supreme Court is not really the Supreme Court, is it? We just call it that. And then this section, Republican Party abortion legacy, it continues like this. You have exploded politics as usual. Where will you now bring this Republican legacy? For example, George W. Bush gave billions to Planned Parenthood, even though for 4 years he had a historic trifecta of Republican control of one, the executive branch, two, of the House and Senate, and three, even of the Supreme Court. You will have the same power, President Trump, but will be a far greater leader if you stop the killing. And that's undeniable, right? The next section is called The Worst of Regulations. Regulations are strangling American business, but abortion regulations strangle children. It is grotesquely immoral to reduce a child's God-given right to life to a second-tier negotiable issue, as is done with every well-intentioned but misguided abortion regulation. All abortion regulations, and then we list three, like wait 24 hours, get informed consent, anesthetize the fetus. All abortion regulations end with, and then you could kill the baby. And that's in quotes. Therefore, they would keep abortion legal even if Roe v. Wade were merely overturned, because they reauthorize the killing. Regulations not only backfire by making abortion seem more humane, they are immoral. Please ask your advisors to read AmericanRTL.org/abortion regulations. Okay, then there's a title, again, two-thirds of the way through the ad. There's another title. And it says, these graphics illustrate the absurdity of regulating abortion. We debated whether it should say these graphics or these memes. Not everybody knows what a meme is, right? But Trump is social media savvy, so he knows what a meme is, M-E-M-E. But we went with these graphics illustrate the absurdity of regulating abortion. And then there are three, and on each of them, these are ISIS memes. Each of them has the ISIS fighter with the black hood over his head and his face with only his eyes showing. And he's obviously got a backpack strapped to him. And he has the ISIS flag with the Arabic writing in it, in the Arabic writing across the top of his chest. And each of them begins with urging ISIS. and then each of the three says something different. And each says that it's sponsored by Regulations R Us. RegulationsR.us. That's actually a website. You could go to RegulationsR.us, and it says in fine print, inspired by those who regulate abortion. And so here's what they say. The first says, urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading. Now, how would that be? Right? ISIS controls a huge swath of Syria and Iraq. And it's called the Islamic State. They do their own taxation, their own exporting of oil. They have their own court system. They have their own flag. They have their own leader. So they're like a nation state. They just usurp the authority, but there they are. And they have their own laws. They keep issuing fatwas. If you want to see some of their latest fatwas, you could go to our website, kgov.com/terror, and you could see some of their horrific fatwas talking about the girls that they kidnap as they fight their so-called jihad and the right of Muslim men to basically sexually assault these young girls and the women that they kidnap in their battles. Anyway, that's one of their latest fatwads. But how do you pronounce it? It's not fatwad. What's a fatwa? Fatwa? I thought it was fatwad. Anyway, so they could issue, they're issuing their own laws. So we could try to lobby ISIS to regulate their slaughter. Right? Like we lobby Congress to regulate Planned Parenthood slaughter. So these three memes, they say, the first says, urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading. Now, wouldn't that be humane? You're going to behead somebody? At least put them out. Give them some anesthesia. Knock them out. At least a local, no? I mean, wouldn't that be helpful? And no, it wouldn't end the killing, but wouldn't it be a step in the right direction? Actually, it would be a sign of mental illness. That's actually what it would be. But you know the frog who's being gradually boiled to death in a pot of boiling water and he doesn't notice? Have the Mythbusters tried that one? I wonder. They should have tried that, right? The Mythbusters. See if that's true, that a frog would sit in a gradually heated up pan of eventually boiling water. That'd be so. But, you know, they say no animals were killed during the production of this episode other than the ones for lunch. Other than those, no other animals were killed. But at any rate, the pro-life movement is like the frog in the pan of boiling water, and it's oblivious to the destruction that's all around it. When they lobby for a law that says the abortionist has to give the baby an anesthetic before killing it. Oh, and they have good reasons for doing it, right? They're trying to expose the fact that the baby suffers. Yeah, that's great. There's nothing wrong with exposing the reality that the baby suffers. But there's something really perverse about saying to ISIS, anesthetize your victims before you behead them. That's perverse. And if we had laws all over the country that said before an abortion, the baby has to be, the fetus has to be anesthetized, and then the abortionist could perform the abortion, right? If we had laws that said that, then if Roe v. Wade were merely overturned, then abortion would be kept legal by those laws. That's part of the absurdity of all of it. So here are these three graphics that illustrate the absurdity of regulating abortion. The first is urging ISIS to anesthetize before a beheading. Have you seen these? You got to see these. They're at AmericanRTL.org/ISIS. If you don't know how to spell ISIS, just ask Bill Clinton, because he popularized that phrase years ago. Wanted to know what the definition of ISIS. He pronounced it differently. ISIS. The second meme says, urging ISIS to wait 24 hours before killing someone. That's the second meme. These are color-coded. They look real good. They're perfect for posting on your Facebook page and forcing people to think. Well, you can't quite force someone to think, but you could lead them to think. Okay. And then the third is urging ISIS to stop killing by dismemberment. That's like the partial birth abortion ban. Don't kill this way, kill some other way. Again, that's how delusional the pro-life industry has become. So underneath those three graphics, those three urging ISIS regulations, we conclude this section, which, remember, is titled The Worst of Regulations. And it ends like this. President Trump, you have made it clear that ISIS is evil and needs to be stopped, not contained. Those who regulate child killing are as misguided and wrong as those who would be satisfied with containing rather than defeating ISIS. And for more information, see AmericanRTL.org/ISIS. The next section is titled States' Rights Don't Include Killing Kids. And here's this section. Libertarians, beginning with Ron Paul, have infected the Republican Party with the abortion states' rights position, which is as immoral as Roe v. Wade itself. The federal government has no authority to decriminalize child killing, and neither do the states. Justice Antonin Scalia, and recall that Trump, in order to get elected, to gin up the Republican base, he kept saying, I'm going to nominate judges like Antonin Scalia, just like Antonin Scalia. Remember that? He kept saying that because Scalia died. When somebody dies, people feel sorry for them. So you get to use that sympathy, that emotion. Like if Rudy Giuliani were to die, right, there'd be a lot of sympathy toward him, even by people who were his opponents. So Trump understands all that, and he used that in the campaign, saying, I'm going to nominate judges like Antonin Scalia. So in this section on states' rights, we quote one person. We mention Ron Paul, who infected the Republican Party with this abortion states' rights idea. But then we quote Justice Antonin Scalia, sadly declared, quote, I will strike down a law that is the opposite of Roe v. Wade. One side wants no state to be able to prohibit abortion, and the other side wants every state to have to prohibit abortion, and they're both wrong. How's that for Antonin Scalia? He's considered a pro-life hero by Focus on the Family and National Right to Life. What do they know? I mean, he's against the truth that the unborn child has a right to life. Antonin Scalia is against that. He was always against that. They don't know that because they only have, like, their budget, their annual budget is only in the tens of millions of dollars. So they can't Google his writings and his decisions and find out what his position is. They can't do that. We do it, though. At Colorado Right to Life, we do that. We actually check to see what people's positions are and what their actions are, their record. We do that. American Right to Life does that. And even here at Bob and Yurt Live, we do that. At our website, kgov.com, we actually check. We don't just say, George W. Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges. We actually check and see that there's zero evidence that even one of them accepts that the baby has a right to life. Zero. In fact, they're all child killers. So, Justice Antonin Scalia is quoted in this ad, "I will strike down a law that is the opposite of Roe v. Wade, because if you want every state to prohibit abortion, you're wrong." And then there's a parenthesis after that, the end of that section. And it says, please see AmericanRTL.org/statesrights to confirm what you must already know, that God is right and Scalia was wrong. And then there are three more sections. They gave you no chance either. How does the Bible refer to the fetus? And why is abortion wrong? So, they gave you no chance either. Today, seven states, Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin, have proposed legislation or petition drives underway to protect every child. In our state of Colorado, the vote to recognize each child as a person grew from 2008 to 2010 to 2014 from a 27% 3-1 defeat, Amendment 48, to 29%, Amendment 62, to 35%, Amendment 67. From 3-1 to 2-1, even liberal Colorado's margins of loss are narrowing. Other states, including Mississippi, and their 42%, their Amendment 26, have come closer while fighting the opposition of old guard Republican pro-lifers. And the word pro-lifers is in quotes. Because how could you be a pro-lifer and fight against a law that says we recognize that the baby in the womb is a person? You can't be a pro-lifer and deny that the baby in the womb has a right to life. If you claim that you are, then you're a fraud. And you are redefining what it means to be pro-life so they could say Hillary's pro-life. So this section then says this: please, President Trump, help us fight to protect every child. Many politicians and Christian leaders who advocated regulating slavery were respected. Now, do you get that? Many politicians and Christian leaders who advocated regulating slavery were respected. Those who fought to abolish slavery were despised. Yet the abolitionists were right, and they won. Please see AmericanRTL.org/slavery. And then the penultimate section, how does the Bible refer to the fetus? The scriptures refer to the baby in the womb as a child, and then there are six Bible verses listed. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. Matthew 1:23. Rebecca, his wife, conceived, and the children struggled together within her. Genesis 25:22. Now drink no wine, for the child, Samson, shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. Judges 13:7. A woman with child then gives birth. Exodus 21:22. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and the babe leaped in her womb. Luke chapter 1, verse 41. And then this: before I formed you in the womb, And you know what that means? That means beginning with the single-celled child. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. For more, see AmericanRTL.org/Bible. And then the last section is, why is abortion wrong? Abortion is wrong because it's a baby, and it's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. That is only because children are made in God's image, and he said, do not kill the innocent. Colorado Right to Life, the logo. And I love Colorado Right to Life's logo. It has three crosses on a hill. It has the symbol for male and female, and it's in blue and pink, so it's the baby's colors. And in the three O's of Colorado, it's like the womb, and you see first the single cell, and then through mitosis it splits two cells, and then it becomes four cells. So there were two sections I skipped, life of the mother and rape and incest. And we're almost out of time, but rape and incest, it says it is wrong to kill a baby for the crime of his father. And we must never do wrong, hoping that good might come of it. Romans 3:8. That always backfires. For example, abortion for incest is cruel. Planned Parenthood covers up the crime of incest. Typically, they send the victim back home to her rapist. Even worse, they often send her home with her rapist, the same criminal who brought her to the clinic. Abortion for incest emboldens a criminal to rape his young relative, helps him escape being caught, tempts him to repeat his crime, and is not compassionate because it kills a baby and increases the woman's suffering. So we're out of time, but if you have any comments on that ad, there's just barely enough time to get your input in. Please email it to me, bob@kgov.com. If you wanted to help pay for the ad, it's in color. It has to be in color. It's expensive. Full-page ad in the Washington Times goes to every Republican on the Hill in the Senate and the House. So every congressman, their staffers, it goes to the White House. And the White House has an enormous staff. And as a Republican, it goes to the president. And so it's going to cost, it's just over $4,000. Maybe you could help with that. If you could, go to ColoradoRTL.org, make a donation, or you could send one to them through us here at Bob and Yurt Live. May God bless you.